2023. Can you believe it? 2023. Holy smokes. Back in the day, I would have never thought I would live to be 2023. I mean, don't think I will live to be 2023. I am so excited. I welcome you to Ticket to Life. I welcome all of those who have been listening, and thank you for listening and ready to start out a great new year. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to those that did not get my Christmas greetings and Happy New Year. And on top of that, happy birthday to me. Just had a birthday. And happy anniversary. So my husband has been busy between Christmas, New Year's, anniversary, birthday. God bless him. He still keeps me around. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. I hope we had some good times with family and friends. And if you didn't, put them behind you because it's a whole new year. Clean slate. Let's not live in the past. I love to say don't live in the past, live in the now. So today is the first podcast of 2023, and I'm really excited because in March, it will be one full year when I was planning to do a podcast. I am excited, and I'm so thankful to all the listeners around the world. Literally, I have 24 countries that have downloaded at least one, if not more, of my podcast, and I thank you so much to the listener. Thank you, and I hope that you feel as though I am close to you, have related to you. I hope that everything I do is for the better and well-being of people. And thank you again. I cannot thank you enough. But for the first podcast of the year, we are going to talk about dark clouds. And I don't mean outside. I mean dark clouds. There are people that always seem to have dark clouds around them. You know them. I know them. And actually, that doesn't mean that they're bad people. Some people are just negative. But we all do get dark clouds in our life. And we can either dwell on them, clear them out. As I've said, we are the only one to make choices in our life and changes. And we literally cannot. I repeat. Cannot live in the past. It's already happened. And whatever horrible, ugly thing has happened, or shall I say, something horrible that you've done or ugly thing that you've done, it's time to move on. Do not continue to let this rule your life and ruin your life. I had a friend of a friend whose cousin told me some things I am just not proud of. I have done some horrible things. And I've disappointed so many people that I care and love. My reply to that was, guess what? And she said, what? And I said, you're not the only one who has done this. And you will continue to probably do some things you will regret in life. But we can learn from all the horrible, ugly things we've done. And I like to say we can tweak our life because life is too short. And we are the only ones who can change that. So as the song goes, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. From the Disney movie Frozen. Just let it go. Yeah, you might think of it here and there, but you've got to let it go. Now, for the people who cause these dark clouds around some people, I'm not sure who or when or what the hell they think they are doing or who they think they are. Because it really ticks me off when people do that. And you absolutely see people who are just like that. No. No, 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 no. Adults know better. Or they should know better. And guess what? Adults can change. And they can tweak themselves if they want. I have a friend who we will call Ursula. Actually, she's not a friend. She's more of a colleague, someone I have seen and worked with, and just anyway. So she gets, I guess, her high. This sounds horrible, but she literally says things that are hurtful and hateful. And I've seen her, and she tries to scare little kids. She scares her own small children, like mean, nasty things that she knows will affect them. Why? Control, I guess. Or is she scared to be the one who believes that makes her powerful? And this goes for men, too. But this is Ursula I'm talking about. And she's just mean. I don't know if she thinks being mean makes her powerful, that people are scared of her. But when I say mean, it's not physically, but verbally. And yes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, not true. Unfortunately, words do hurt. And maybe not physically, but damn it, straight. They hurt. They just literally hurt you mentally. Straightforward. That's what I was trying to say. It's wrong. It's so wrong. I mean, why? So especially with kids and teens who are trying to find their place in the world. Now, I'm pretty sure some of these are what we would call bullies. Because the kids are, and you have the adult bullies, men and women who are literally bullies, just mean. So the kids that are bullies that are starting to develop the dark cloud syndrome, I will call, or the cause of the dark cloud syndrome. I'm not sure where they learned this. So when a person says, oh yeah, you know, a counselor, a teacher, someone from church says, yeah, you know, your kid's a little bit of a bully. And they're, oh, not mine. I don't know. I'm not home enough. Hello. That could be the reason. You're not monitoring your kids to see what they're doing, who they're talking to. Know your kids. Help them not be that bully. Help them for their future. Okay, well, anyway, I'm getting off on that. Well, anyway, back to Ursula. Okay, so now I'm 65. And I don't and won't stand for the Ursulas of the world. This type of behavior, no one should. No one should ever be treated. Anyone should treat a person as though they are superior to another human being because I can say nasty things and you will be scared of me. Hell no. I always say we can, no, this is, we'll definitely put a discretionary on this podcast, but I always say to my friends who tell me about someone like Ursula, and I say, remember, she wipes her ass the same way we do. No better than anyone else. Unless, of course, these bullies have a bidet, which I do not have a bidet. But other than that, not a lot of people in our group of friends probably has a bidet. But anyway, they do it. They wipe their ass the same way. They breathe the same air. They are no better than anyone. So I will literally call the Ursulas of the world out. These dark clouds, I will call them out. I look at them when they say something and say, why'd you say that? And they literally, when you call them out, it's a role reversal kind of thing. Why would you say that? They literally are stunned. They don't know what to say. They kind of just look like, what should I say? But then there is the one who says, well, that's how I feel and that's what I think. And with that, I give a little smirk and I usually go, okay, and walk off. I kind of try to look at them like they're a freak because that is a freak. To be mean is freakish to me. So I normally will just look at them and say, oh, okay. So if Ursula says that is how she is, that is a red flag. Ding, 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 ding. If you are around the Ursulas of the world, we all need to get away from these dark cloud people. If Ursula is your only friend, then it's time to bite the bullet and be brave. Be brave and find your happy. Find people. Don't just fade off into the sunset and be alone. There are people who will love you and know how strong you are, and they will make you happy as you make people happy being around you. We don't deserve to be treated mean by anyone, by friends, family, strange people. Just find your happy in 2023. Get away from those dark cloud people. You don't deserve that. You deserve so much more. I hope that my friend Ursula hears this podcast, because I'm pretty sure she's going to know I'm calling her out. But as I say, all the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So thank you for listening to Ticket to Life. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful 2023. And congratulations on another year in your life. Go find your blessings.